Elevate Lifestyle Podcast, AR Records, this your boy Eternal. Elevate your mind, elevate your body, elevate your soul, and in turn, elevate your lifestyle. Yo, shout out to Jay King, man. He's in the building. It's your boy Eternal. Austin, Texas is in the building. Shout out to Empire. They're in the building too. So, Jay, what's good, man? You just got off the road, man. You're back in the H. Talk to the people. Let's talk about real quick, man. It's all about Jay King today, but let's talk about why you're here specifically today.
Man, I came out to Houston, Texas today to meet up with you, of course. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No doubt. Yeah,
and then
yeah.
I got this show at Warehouse Live as a part of a tour that I'm doing with MC Magic, Lil Rob, and Baby Bash called the Lost in Love Tour. So we turned up over there tonight.
Yeah, no doubt. So real quick, man, talk about this tour, because this is just one of the stops, right?
Yeah, it's one of the stops. So I've been joining them on some of the Texas stops that are closer to me. So the one that we did before this, where was it at, Dollar? Oh, it was in Austin, actually. Come and Take a Live.
Yo, Dollar, say what's up, man. Say what's up to the people.
What up, everybody?
Quick, man. Yeah, no doubt.
It's your boy, Dollar. I'm usually rocking on the stage with my boy, Jay King.
Yeah, no doubt. So, I mean, when we got started, we were just talking about, like, I met Dollar, too. I think we was trying to figure out where we met, but, you know, he's with the with the team, with Jay King. So, but, yeah, talk about the tour. So, you're here, and then you're in San Antonio next, right?
San Antonio's supposed to be next, yeah.
It's nice. Mm-hmm. When's the San Antonio show going down?
November. Yeah,
the October one.
Yeah, wait, hold on. San Antonio.
For the tour?
For the tour.
Okay. Oh, so for the tour, then it's in November, because we have another, we have a Halloween show that we throw on in.
No doubt. Yeah. Let's talk about Houston real quick, man. Tell me about, so for everyone in H-Town, so they know, because you always in and out of Houston, man, even though you're from Austin. You know, let's tell me about, like, what you love the most about Houston, about the H, about the people, about just as a whole.
Man, Houston is just it's just like diverse people, you know what I'm saying? Like the culture, there's like different cultures over here, and I enjoy that because I'm a very culture type of person, you know what I'm saying?
I like
different stuff, you
know what I mean? Yo, speaking of your name, your full name is, or your artist name is Jay King the Hybrid, right?
Yeah.
Where did that, so that people can understand, where did the Hybrid come from?
Well, the Hybrid originated because, like, I have different eclectic tastes in music, right? Mm-hmm. But also, like, my family, like, we have different cultures in my family. So my dad's, like, Peruvian and Sicilian. My mom's Mexican and Black. So I got all kind of cultures in my family. So, like...
That's dope. Speaking of Jay King the Hybrid, I heard that you got your own day in Austin, right? Is that true?
Yeah.
I heard that there's a Jay King. Is it Jay King Day, or what's the name of the day that you have?
It's Jay King's Hybrid Nation Day.
Damn, that's dope. And what day is that?
March 28th.
March 28th. And that's an official thing. Guys, if you check out his IG or his, Facebook, whatever, social media, you'll see you got a certificate from, what is it, from the mayor?
Yeah, the mayor of Austin. Yeah.
Yo, shout out to JK. Yo, my man, look. So JK always be doing big boy shit, but when he showed me that, I'm like, yo, what in the fuck? That's dope, yo. So this show, you're going to rock it tonight, right?
Oh, bro, we're going to kill it.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. You're going to kill the show. So why did you choose to jump on board with this one?
Bro,
because you got options. So here's the thing. You've been in the game for a minute. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like you got to take whatever's there. You can choose, right? Yeah. Am I right or wrong? You're at that place
you're right
now as an artist. Because, you know, most artists, when they start or if they haven't really gained traction, they have to take whatever. Like, they don't have options, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you are not at that place. You can choose. So why'd you choose this one?
The reason I chose this one, man, and it's because of the whole family. Like, I like Baby Bash, Lil Rod.
Shout out to Baby Bash, 100%.
Man, I just I grew up listening to them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're
no
all whole vibe and shit. You know what I'm saying? And then my boy Big D, Denzel, like, he's showing a lot of love to me. You know what I'm saying? And every time that we perform with this tour specifically, even like a couple of years ago, we always kill it. It's the crowd, like, that crowd loves us. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely a market that we want to tap into.
Yo, Dollar, you was at the on the last tour?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, how did that go, man?
It was pretty lit. Like he said, the fans and the love we get from the crowd is insane.
Tell the people what you think about the studio, because you're an artist. You've been fucking with this shit.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a whole vibe, bro. It's definitely a whole vibe. Like, we got a lot of professional equipment in there. And
A1, right?
Yeah, it's A1.
A1, no doubt. When you perform, you were talking about you get mad love, right? What is Jay King's signature thing that people would gravitate to when you perform? You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you feel like? Is it the energy you bring on stage? Is it, you know what I'm saying? Is it?
Yeah, nah, it's definitely it's the energy. Yeah. Especially when I link up with Dollar, like the energies are so different. Like, because like, I can go from like some smooth, like lady type shit, and then he comes with Eternal stuff when we crowd rocking, you know? Like, absolutely. It's just a whole vibe. Yeah,
no doubt. Talking about this deal, man, because you just, if I'm not mistaken, you signed with them this year, right?
I've had different different distribution deals. Like, I had a distribution deal through Universal, what was it, like, two, three years ago, something like that.
Yeah.
And, bro, I just been in the game and create, like, I was one of the artists to kind of, like, create my own platform.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So when there was a platform to, like, to work from, I made my own. And that's kind of like I started my name. Landed major endorsements, sponsorships, like major corporations like Rent Attire, Treasures Jewelry.
Yo,
Chili Willy out of California.
Chili Willy, yo, what's that? Well, hey, hold on. For the people that don't know, and I definitely don't know, but shout out to, not to disrespect Chili. What's Chili Willy?
Yo, Chili Willy's my boy in LA, man. He had he has a spot. He used to have a spot over here. He did all my tattoo work. I'll take my shirt off sometime.
Yeah,
show y'all.
Yeah.
But anyways,
No doubt. Hey, ladies. Hey, tonight. Hey, he go. Hey, shirts off on stage. He gonna be on stage. Yo, you gonna see the tats. You gonna see all the tats.
But yeah, so like Chili Willy, man, he's been my boy for a minute. So he had a tattoo shop over here, and the thing is, like, I've been a part of a lot of startup companies, and I use my base in order to help them gain a following and turn up, right? So he had a tattoo shop, did pretty well, ended up moving to LA. Opened up some dispensaries and that kind of stuff like that. So I'm still rocking with him. He helped me brand my own like weed over there called King Woods, King Kush, King Cards, King Candy.
Hey, it's crazy, yo. So just real quick, man, you stay fucking smoking, dog, right? But nah, keep going. Talk to the people about that, because when you signed, you said you were with Universal Distribution, correct?
Yeah, I was with Universal Distribution in Ingrooves probably like 3 years ago.
And what happened with that? Like, why did you?
Man, I was so upset about that.
I mean, let the people know, like, what?
So I linked up with some people out of San Antonio, and especially when you got like something going on like that, they're like, "Oh man, let me be a part of that. I'll shoot a video for you." Blah blah blah. It's the next.
ABCDEFG.
Yeah, fact. So I got the single ready. It's called It was called Down for Me, and then the video was supposed to follow up with it. So I had the single. Submitted, it was pumping, and the video never came through. I never got my video, so like they dropped that portion of the deal.
Do you feel like they backed you? Do you feel like they kind of just left you hanging?
They just left me hanging, like they were gonna shelf me kind of shit, you know what I'm saying?
Right. And that's something that happens a lot with artists for people that don't know, right?
Yeah, not facts, yeah, it does.
How did you come across GT?
When I did the show with France, Young Blue, Trey the Truth, and then they were telling me about GT and how they were with Empire and the distribution deal, how it worked. I'm like, okay, well, let me check them out. And I'm a face to face type of person.
Face to face, always, man. Eye to eye, face to face, me and you both.
100%. So like when I'm communicating with people, if they have good communication skills and want to work like hands on, I'm all for that. Cause I need somebody that's going to be backing me. Cause I put in the work. So
yeah, 100%. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Yeah, for sure. There's no doubt about that. So what is it with GT that made you be like, all right, that's the move to make?
Man, they've just been like super responsive and they've been already like cross promoting my stuff on the stories and all kinds of stuff already too. And I looked through the paperwork with the distribution with Empire and all that stuff too. And it's just all legit. So it just seemed like the right move to do. Plus they kind of like focus on like a Latino type of movement. You know,
and that's important. Let's talk about that real quick, man. For the people that don't know about you, man, you rap and sing bilingual, right?
I make some, I guess I dabble in Spanish a little bit.
The reason I can say that, if you remember when I first came to the H 5 years ago, we did the Miss America Latina tour and you made a song from scratch that was in Spanish and it needed to be. When I hit y'all, you and Elio, I was like, I need something hot for this fucking show. And y'all did English Spanish version. So you can do it. I'm not saying that's the brunt or like the meat of your music, but you can if you wanted to.
Oh, correct? Yeah, for sure.
And make it sound A1, man. Like real talk, 100%. Where are you at right now with music? What are you doing? Like as far as, are you working on anything currently or are you just doing the tours right now?
Man, I'm actually working on a lot. So I was working with one of my, with an agent out of New York, right? His name is Seren. I just put his name out there because fuck that guy. So.
No, hold on. Talk about. Run it back. Why?
Okay.
You can't just say that and just be like, and then, why? We got to know. I got to know.
Yeah, man.
The people got to know.
It's just like, it's principles in the industry. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
And I'm all about principles. If you, I'm gonna show you respect, and I'm gonna put in work with you. You better be right there with me throwing punches. You know what I'm saying?
100%. You already know. 100%.
So like the thing with him, man, like he submitted my music to a lot of major labels, and I got connected with Amir Wyndham, and he worked with like Pharrell and all them and stuff too.
Right.
So I ended up getting a song placement deal on a series for BET.
Okay. What when you say song placement, you mean a single?
Yeah. So the single was placed in
absolutely. What show? If
you, it was season 2 of Bigger on BET.
Okay. Shout out to BET. Keep going. So you had the placement deal.
So right? I got the placement deal, and of course you got your paperwork drawn up and stuff like that. Absolutely. And like placement deals, I mean they pay they not pay like super great anything, but it's about the principle of it. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
So I got this deal, talking to Amir and his connections, his staffing and all that. Like, hey, where's my check at? I go, okay, well, we sent it to Seren, and I never got my money, Seren.
Hey, Seren. Straight up, man. Hey, so that there are rules, and there are in the industry, you know, but also just in life, yo, like quit playing, you know, pay my mans, like real talk, you know, or get your head cracked, you know what I'm saying? Just as hot as, I mean, that's my background. So like, you know, I can say that 100%, you know what I'm saying? Get your head cracked or fucking come correct. You know, because I will fucking crack somebody's head.
Yeah.
Maybe not this guy, but you know what I'm saying? It's just, it is what it is. You know me, man. I'm huge on respect, Jay. You know what I'm saying? Like,
facts.
Huge. Like, I don't fuck around. Like, I'm with anyone that disrespects at all. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just, you know, be real. Don't be a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But anyways, man, we ain't got to talk about that cat. Go back to what we was talking about before him. You mentioned his name. I had to veer off and see why you said fuck him, but keep going.
Anyway, so yeah, I landed a single placement on BET, and then I landed another single placement on a movie from San Antonio featuring Danny Trejo called Margarita Man. So so those happened, and then we're doing a lot of stuff with like South by Southwest, killing
absolutely.
All kinds of
I remember,
stuff.
Yeah. Yo, Jay be killing that South by Southwest shit, man. You know, you be killing that every year, man. That and also you do every year, you do South Padre as well, correct?
Oh, Spring Break South Padre. Texas Heat Wave. That's another
Texas
tour.
Texas Heat Wave. Yeah, that's another. Yeah, for sure. I remember that. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's where I met you, right?
On the Heat Wave?
Yeah. Was it the Heat Wave?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was, right?
At the Expo Center, yeah.
I think so. Yeah, I think so. That's what it is. It don't matter, man. So. With the deal, it went through. It fell through. Whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And then, but on Margarita Man, did you still get that place? Or
Everything went good with Margarita Man. I mean, so what I expected from it and all that too. But like the whole thing with the bigger BT thing, it didn't fall through. Like my song's on that fucking show. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, shout out to that show. What's up? Bigger?
Yeah, Bigger. Bigger up? Season 2.
Wait, hold on. So don't tell me your song's on there and you didn't get paid.
Yeah.
Okay, yo, we got to go see somebody.
We got to go fly to New York and go crack
yo,
a boy.
Hey, straight up. Yeah. And I'll be heated too, dog. Yeah. Okay. All right. But you know what? The thing is, and you can probably attest to this, man, it's all about learning, right?
Yeah.
So moves you make, sometimes, you know, they may end up, you know, in business, in music, you know, they may not pan out, but then as long as you learn from it, then you know, how to stay.
Bro, and I had paperwork drawn up and all that. Like, I mean, we had an agreement and everything. And the thing is, like, if I would have attacked him, like, legally and had to hire an attorney and all that stuff to go after him, then the cost
would have made sense. Right, absolutely.
It would have wanted to wait out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. 100%, no doubt. Yo, so real quick, man, talk to me about, you were talking about sponsors. Because you always be coming on board all the different shows you do, all the different events, and you always... How many sponsors do you have right now? Mm. Or how many have you had previously? Because I know you've had quite a few.
So I had the Awesome Finest Tattoo Shop, Treasures Jewelry.
Shout out to Treasures.
Thor the Lydia Tequila. Rent-A-Tire.
Yeah. So when you get sponsored by Rent-A-Tire, how does that process work? Like, wow, again, you're in a place where you can choose, correct?
Yeah. So pretty much, like the way a lot of sponsorships that I'm working with is like they'll fund certain promotional materials and that kind of stuff like
absolutely,
that.
Absolutely, but it's still your choice.
Yeah. So I got like
you need the tires,
free rims and tires, baby. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Free rims and tires. You see the rims on the Benzo out
there?
Yeah,
I see the rims on the Benzo. Yeah, you're right, actually. Okay, shout out to Rent-A-Tire.
Yeah, they hold it down
for me. No doubt, yeah. So what's next for J. King, man, as far as you were talking about the music? You're working on a whole bunch of stuff right now. Mm-hmm. We kind of veered back into the, you know, all this other shit. But with your new distribution deal, with, you know, everything you do, what's next right now musically for
musically,
you?
I am working on melodic trap projects. So it's like trappy, but more with like melody to it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, it's by far probably one of my favorite like genres that I've touched so far. You know what I'm saying? I really enjoy that.
And when did you start that?
Man, this year.
This year?
Yeah. This year, yeah.
And in your view, it's been gaining. Have you put out any joints with that in this?
They're gonna get the first one.
Okay, that's
they're gonna get the first one.
Yeah. So y'all stay tuned, man, because it's gonna be dope, right?
Oh yeah.
Everything J. King does is dope. You know, so. That's it with that. As far as that goes, are you still doing the fashion show? I know you're doing a fashion show. You were on that.
So
thing
like the,
for a minute.
Yeah. J. King the Hybrid, right? So I branded a company called Hybrid Nation, mm-hmm. which is like an umbrella company that covers the models, artists and stuff like that.
Well, hold on. Don't just run through it. Let the people. So again, you know, you my man. So I know what you're talking about,
yeah.
but the people listening, they don't know. So don't run through it. Cause that's very important actually. And it's actually a dope thing that he's been doing since the whole time. I've known him. Talk about Hybrid Nation, bro.
All right, so Hybrid
Nation. And don't run through it. Talk about exactly what it is and you know, all the different aspects of it so the people can know that J. King is not just fucking on stage showing tattoos, fucking with his shirt off, but he's also a businessman. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
It's
all
important.
Business.
It's very important.
Yeah. So, J. King the Hybrid. So I was always surrounded by beautiful women.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. No doubt.
You know what I'm saying?
That's hey, just for all y'all listening, that's facts. You know, every time we go anywhere, do anything, he always got these shorties all around. Like, they want to see them tattoos, man.
But yeah, so like, I was always surrounded by them, and like, I had a homeboys hit me up, and like, I was not only in just focused on the music, but I was looking at ways how to market my music too. So I went through like a promoter's route of hitting clubs and stuff like that. So a lot of clubs are trying to hire me to do promotions and stuff too. So anyways, they're like, dude, you should run a like modeling agency. You got these like shorties all around you all the time. And
absolutely.
Access to like magazines and photographers and videographers
absolutely.
And stuff. So I ended up just running with it. And then eventually I started throwing my own shows.
Yeah, 100%.
And I was modeling at that time. I was modeling for myself as well too. So like
in front of the mirror.
I used to do like fashion shows and runway and stuff like that, because like the way I thought about it, like, I'm an artist and I'm gonna need images and pictures anyways.
100%,
to like,
absolutely.
I was like, might as well do it.
That's the exact, you know, that's kind of like what I'm trying to get at right here when I'm telling you to explain to the people is your mindset. You know, is on that thing where you look to grow completely as not just an artist but the whole. You know what I'm saying? That's very important. Why is it that, but keep going with Hybrid Nation before I ask you this next question.
So we did the whole modeling thing. We started doing doing events and they would do very well. So another thing with Hybrid Nation, like I use it as a platform to give back to the surrounding cities. So San Antonio, Houston, Austin, we kind of give back to like local charities and stuff like that.
Shout out to San Antonio, first of all, man. You know,
Big shout out to San Antonio.
Yeah, 100%. And shout out to Austin for sure. But what so how do you pick your charities and why is that important to you? Why did you choose to do that?
I choose to do that, bro, because like, I mean, when I grew up, I didn't have much, you know what I'm saying? So like, I know there's people out there and needing stuff like that too. So like, if I'm in a position to help out the city and give back to the city, I'm going to do it. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
And I believe in karma too. Like, karma is a big thing for me too. You know what I'm
100%.
saying?
100%. Yeah. But so the charities, how do you pick them? And how do you know? So let me ask you this question, man. And you can, let me ask you too, Dollar, both of you. Is it in your experience, do charities always, does the money always go where they say it does?
No, they don't.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
So and how do you pick them?
So the way we pick the charities is we just do a little bit of research and make sure that if they accept like physical donations. So if we do good at a show and this and that, I will literally go take money. I'll go to the store and go shopping for these people myself. You
respect.
Know what I'm saying?
100% respect. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean,
no doubt.
Physical donations, because as soon as you start breaking off cash and like the charity only gets like 10-15%.
If that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, no doubt, man. Respect. Definitely respect that, man. That's tremendously important to to, in my view, to help people. You know what I'm saying?
But I mean, they supporting me. Might as well support them back too.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. So, with the Hybrid Nation right now, man, are you still doing the hybrid models, all that? I know in Austin, shout out to, is it? Correct me if I mispronounce it. Bijou Lounge.
Bijou Lounge.
Yeah, shout out to Bijou Lounge, man. Friday nights, that's Jay King's night, man. I tried to come up there fucking a couple weeks ago. I was like, yo, I hit the highway. Yo, this is because in the H, man, there's traffic. It doesn't matter if it's 10 p.m. There's always fucking traffic. I hit the highway and I called this nigga. I was like, yo, I'm not coming, dog. I was like, I'm not fucking. I just left the Galleria and fucking I'll be no moving traffic. I'm like, yo, we can. But I'm going to rock it out with you for sure. But talk to me about that spot. That's your spot now, Fridays, right?
Yeah, so Bijou Lounge, man. I got connected with my boy Noe. And Noe has followed my music and my movement and stuff like that. So he introduced me to some of those club owners. And that club owner probably owns like six clubs. My boy Ash. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And he's a staple in the community over there and stuff too. So like he's always 100% with me. So I definitely like to rock with people that are genuine and all about business.
Always.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So they gave me my own platform on Fridays, and it's my residency on Fridays. So anybody, I'm not hard to find, baby. You know what I'm saying? You know what to pull up. You know what I'm saying?
Wait. Hold on. Hey, no one's going to call. If anyone trying to find Jay, can you come fuck with me, man? Come talk to me. I'll show you what's up.
Nah, come show some love.
Hey, speaking of. I was just playing around, but absolutely show love, man. It's a dope night that they got going on. But speaking of, man, last night we was talking, or was it last night or was it a couple nights ago? But how important is it, man, for an artist to maintain their health and nutrition and wellness?
Oh, very important. How
important and why? Because in the lifestyle, in entertainment, even if you're at the bottom of the entertainment lifestyle, not saying you, but just let's say a backup dancer or whatever, there's a lot of all the time, you know, drinking, this, that, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. How important is it to, if you do drink or if you do smoke or, you know, to maintain that balance?
Yeah, it's very important, man. I just recently started getting back into the gym myself, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And just getting it right is because, like, the energy that you're putting out, the crowd receives that, you know what I'm saying?
100%.
And then on top of that, like, it's all about your image too. So a lot of 100%. People want to see you. That's like that. You got to sell yourself. So you know what I'm saying? You got to stay on point.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. When we talked the other night, I seen you had the boxing gloves, right?
Yeah.
So I wish, look, I'm going to tell you like this. I've been knowing Jay King for a minute now. And it's the first time I ever knew that he was interested in any sort of boxing, because the next time you come to the age, we should go to the gym, man. Had I known, yo,
I was about to say that.
My man, all you need to do is tell me. You know, that's what I do. So, like, we should go to the gym, do a training, you know what I'm saying? And we can record it and put it up on you can premiere it on J. King Day and forget. No, but real talk. You know, you my man. So, you know, I would be more than happy to train you in the gym. You know, we just fucking, you're in the age, you know, get a good workout, and then we go out and do whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm trying to get back to where I used to be, baby.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's facts right there. But speaking of the health and nutrition part, do you do anything else besides the gym? Like, and I know you do, but for the people to understand, to keep your nutrition, like, do you eat good? Do you, you know, are you drinking soda? Look at the face.
I try, bro. I try to eat as good as I can, and I've been doing a lot better since like COVID happened and eating at home.
We ain't gonna say so on this podcast. We ain't gonna say that name.
Okay,
please don't ever say that name.
Okay, well, edit that.
Nah, we ain't. Yeah, yeah, it's all good. We ain't talking about bullshit on here. We talk about real shit. Jay King is real shit. So that shit you just said, we ain't even gonna. I'm not even getting into politics. But on this shit, we ain't talking about that.
Okay,
but yeah. So try to eat good. That, you know, it's hard. It's definitely hard for people. For you, at least trying to make that effort, you know, that helps your energy, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And your day to day, like, you know, what is your day like, man? For all the shorties out there, when does Jay King wake up and when does Jay King go to sleep?
Yeah, man, I wake up. I have like 4 raw eggs and a serious protein shake. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
nah, like.
Yo, hey, hold on, don't knock that shit. Yo, I'm fucking, I wake up, yo, Sam I'm fucking, on, I do raw eggs, yeah, I'm fucking, eat them. I'll do the Rocky, real tight, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Nah, I just feel like lately, man, I've been kind of like doing a lot of stuff from home, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I got the whole home gym set up. You
absolutely
know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it just makes it easier because of like location that where I bought my crib at, like it's just like there's not a gym for like 15, 20 yeah. minutes out of that spot.
We,
you know what I'm saying?
Hey, we ain't gonna say the location because then you have all these
stalkers.
Honeys. Yeah, all these stalkers. Damn. Hey, speaking of, thank you, Dolly. Have you ever had a stalker? This is a great question. It's not even a funny question. Oh shit. Okay, so he had
maybe Dollar remembers something that I don't.
Yo, that's a good one.
So is that a yes? Your reaction said it was a yes.
I mean, probably, but I like the thing.
I mean, it's not like that's not a good thing. It's not like yo.
But like, bro, like the thing with me too, like I never really focused on that. Like I'm always
absolutely on the positive side. Mm-hmm. I just brought it up because. You know, it just came.
Bitches be crazy, bro.
Bitches are crazy, 100%. Yeah. Man. The good ones are A1. The crazy ones are crazy. Yo, real quick, Jay, before, because I know we got to wrap this up so we can let you go to get ready for the show tonight. Just real quick, man, is there anything that you want to tell the people, man?
Well, man, I'm about to go full force behind these new singles. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, like, I appreciate y'all's support. And from here on out, I mean, from thus far,
uh-huh.
but now, like, I need y'all's more support, like, more than ever, you know what I'm saying? Because 100%. We're about to make some big moves right now. And so this point, like, I've done a lot independently, but, like, bro, like, I have the knowledge now to accomplish something great, and that's what I'm focused on.
And go to the next level, correct?
Yeah.
Yo, so shout out to Dollar, man. Shout out to GT in the building. Shout out to J King, man. ATX in the building, man. AR Records. This your boy, Eterno. H-Town, we about to go rock the show, Warehouse Live, man.
Yes, sir.
7 p.m. About to go rock that shit. And then afterwards, we about to go get some good food. Cool. Yo, shout out to J King, man. Dollars, shout out to Dollars. GT, Empire. Okay, we out, man. It's your boy, Eternal.
Much love, man. Let's go.